Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of the teaching at the Lewis Center campus. We appreciate you taking the time to start your day with us. And this past Sunday, in our series called I Am, we were in the Gospel of John chapter 4. And the purpose behind the I Am series is that we say the great I Am, God, He determines who we are, or He determines for you personally who I am. As God defines Himself, He then also defines our identity as well. And in John chapter 4, we've got the longest recorded conversation of Jesus with any one individual inside of all the Gospels. And Jesus meets at a well in the region of Samaria in a city called Sychar with a woman. And there we talked about all of the barriers that existed there. We talked about the cultural barriers, the racial barriers that existed there that Jesus overcame on purpose. He intentionally went through Samaria. We talked about the gender barriers that existed in their culture between men and women. The woman, she was critical of Jesus, at least initially, and she expressed that in those barriers, but she was critical of Jesus for not having a jar to draw water with out of the well after He asked for water. And so the thing that we said at Lewis Center is that Jesus didn't have a jar because Jesus was the source. He was using physical water as an illustration of the fact that we all have this spiritual thirst. We all have this desire that we almost can't even put our finger on, that is really never satisfied until, as St. Augustine said, until it is satisfied in Him. And so He pointed her towards this spiritual water. So what that means for us is that we have to realize that there's a difference between our perceived problems and our real problems. We talked about that Larry Crabb funnel, where there are perceived problems are kind of up at the top of the funnel, but underneath our perceived problems are the real problems. And so what Jesus does is He kindly, in His mercy, walks this lady past what she thinks her problems are, that she's thirsty and that she has to come during the heat of the day to get water. He walks her past that to her real problem, what the real idol of her heart is, the fact that she worships attention from men. And you know, we said that it would be really easy just to shame the woman, right? To kind of shake our fist at her and say, you know, you're the problem. But the reality is, in all of our lives, we could all be shamed. I mean, what about the six other men who were involved with her? They would have had a similar, or maybe Jesus would have even spoken to them more strongly because of the strength of their position in that Hebrew, that Middle Eastern culture that they existed in. So what we said is that sin shames, but God heals. That sin shamed her, but Jesus came to heal her. And the point, at least in part, that Jesus was making to her, especially about this cultural bias that existed between the Samaritans and the Judeans from the south, Jesus pointed out, is that salvation is not just for the Jewish people, but rather salvation is from the Jewish people to the world. And so we kind of just talked briefly about Move 321. This past Sunday was our 1 year anniversary of Move 321, those three critical initiatives over the next 2 years, supported by one vision or one budget. We kind of just updated those, what's going on with our neighbors in areas like the launch of the Westerville campus and what's going on in the nations in the past year, like our partnerships with Kikira Sub County in Uganda and our partnership with Blantyre in Malawi and the things that God is doing there. And then we talked about for next generations, we talked about the piece of property that we were able to purchase just two parcels north of our Lewis Center campus that, God willing, if things continue the way that they are right now, we'll be able to pay off actually early and pay off by the end of the year. So many things for us as a campus to be grateful for, not because of anything we've done, but because God is the one who provides us living water, because Jesus is the one who went up onto the mountain for us and He didn't run away. When he could have shied away from the consequences of God's wrath, He actually took them for us, and He took the curse of our sin on Himself and on His shoulders. So I wonder today, if you're drinking out of the wrong jar, if you're trying to satisfy yourself. We talked about what it would be like to drink pancake syrup after a workout, that while it is wet and sweet, it'll only make you thirstier. So I wonder, what Are there, what opportunities are there in your life and in your relationship with God that you're missing out on because you're drinking out of the wrong jar? So maybe right now, just even in prayer, just ask God to reveal to you things that you're trying to utilize to satisfy the deepest needs of your heart, the problems underneath your problems. Maybe ask God just to reveal those to you right now. And maybe if God reveals one of those things that you've been reliant upon, just take a minute to repent of that and just say that today you're putting that idol in God's hands. You're putting yourself squarely in God's hands because He's the Lord, He's the King, and you want to follow Him. Well, thanks for beginning your day by praying together with us. I hope you'll take the time to check back in tomorrow. And once again, listen to the Drivecast. God bless you guys. Have a great day.